Today is Monday, May 26, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Memorial Day. It's Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day to everyone. It's a day to remember and honor. Let's just look at this here. Each year in the United States, Americans observe the federal holiday Memorial Day, the last Monday in May. It honors and remembers all men and women who have died while serving in the United States Armed Forces. Memorial Day is also a day to remember all loved ones who have passed away. So there you go. So let's remember and honor anyone who has died in service to the country, but also anyone special. My dad died when I was 10, so I'll remember him on this day. It's also National Paper Airplane Day, because why not? And National Blueberry Cheesecake Day. I feel like that's stretching it a bit far. We could have a strawberry cheesecake day. We could have a salted caramel cheesecake day. I mean, if you go down the list of cheesecakes at Cheesecake Factory, you could have a cheesecake for every day of the year. Every day of the year. All right. So what have I been doing this weekend? Well, let's check and see if we have any contact, because we know I like to kill a little bit of time with contact. And it doesn't hurt to just let you guys know that contact is important and that I read it and play it immediately. Well, Gary in Portland said 3D printing booth at Farmer's Market. I think that was supposed to include a photo, but I can't. The photos don't come to the spreadsheet. So I did see it because it was on Blue Sky. He also put it on Facebook, but I don't look at the Facebook. There was apparently a farmer's market in Portland where Gary lives, where a guy was 3D printing all these toys for children and stuff. It was cool. And he said it reminded him of me. Yeah, that's going to be me. Another, I don't know, 10, 15 years, I'll be making shit. I'll be making cutting boards. I'll be making picture frames, whatever. I don't know, toys for children. And I'll just be going around to all of the various, you know, farmers markets, the state fairs and the various things where you can have a booth. And why not? Why not? That wouldn't be such a bad life. I like to travel and I don't really like to talk to people, but I don't know. There's some way I could get around that. I'm not sure how to get around that, but I could, I guess, learn to like it. Well, thanks for the text, Gary. If you want to text out there, you can text me 479-221-9393. You can also leave a voicemail at that number, which we always love to play here at this show. So it was a weekend, and we did record the mix on Friday night. I am so tired now that I'm 46. Aging sucks. Aging sucks so much. I was telling Mark, so we went to a Broadway musical on Saturday. So I'll back up. So first of all, we recorded on Friday. We recorded an hour earlier, but I was still feeling tired. It's, you know, but we have to record at night. We can't record during the day because Daniel and I both have jobs. And during the weekend, my daytimes are working in the yard and shopping and doing other things. Like, I don't really have time. Plus, we want to get a live audience. And I would assume it's going to be harder for us to get a live audience in the chat room during the daytime. So we record at night, which is fine. And when we were younger men, we would be up till 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning every time we recorded. But now it's very difficult to stay up that late. And so I said, hey, let's push it back an hour. And it was better. I mean, I will say it was better, but I was still feeling tired. And I don't know, you know, I want to be entertaining. I don't want to feel tired when I'm recording, but I do like doing it on a Friday night. And I like kind of ending my week with the mix and seeing everyone in the chat room and all of that. So we're going to keep trying it at that time for a bit and just see how it works, because that's better than it was before. So on Saturday, we got up and we didn't really do much on Saturday. I worked on the ducks. I worked on printing QR codes. I did get a QR code format that is working. It's thicker than I would like it to be, but I've decided what I'm going to do when I get that new printer that I kickstarted, or whatever you want to say. Why can I never remember resin? I don't know why I can never remember resin, but it is a resin 3D printer, and I never can remember that. But what I'm going to do, so for these, for getting started, I'm going to print all the QR codes on the 3D printer, and then I'm going to glue them onto the bottom of the ducks, which won't look too professional, but really, I'm not selling them. Well, the ones that I leave on the cruise ship, those are, you know, people are going to find them, and so it'll be for free. And I'm going to put on the website that this is a beta version of the site and that we're working on improvements to everything. And so hopefully, you know, this is just to get started and get people going, oh my God, this is so cool that I can track the location of the ducks, et cetera, et cetera. I don't mind that it's a little bit, you know, homemade looking to start with. But what I want to do is take that printer, the resin printer, and I want to develop, I want to create a little holder that I can put the ducks in upside down, put them in there, and then print the QR codes on the bottom of the duck to order. And I think that'll be easier to do. It'll be easier to print them than it is to print them like using a printer than it is to try to 3D print them. Because they don't need to be 3D. And the resin, it'll coat the bottom and it'll look more like part of the, you know, part of the duck, rather than these glued on QR codes are going to look like I glued something on. So that's what I'm going to do. But anyway, I worked on the QR codes. I found a format that works. So the next thing I have to do is 3D print. I have to come up with what is the serial number going to be for each of the ducks that I'm giving away, or that I'm, you know, taking with me. And then I have to print a QR code for each one of them. I have to glue it on. And I still have to finish the website. And I'm not going to have... I wanted to have 4 models ready. I just don't see how I'm going to have 4 models ready. But I think I'll have a few of each of the 3 models that I've already printed out. So, you know, I'll still have 15 to 20 ducks, but it'll just be 3 different designs, which is okay. And then the website, it's there. You can go to cruiseducks.com with a QR at the beginning. Cruiseducks. Cruiseducks.com. You can go there. It's a work in progress, and really it's a lot of boilerplate stuff at the moment, but by the time I hide these things on the cruise ship, hopefully the website will be at least passable. But you know, what I've decided is, even if this doesn't take off, even if it's the worst idea in the world and nothing comes of it, I just want to finish. When I say finish, I want to get to the point where I have a product on Etsy, I have a website, it's working, I've hidden the ducks, you know, then I can at least know that I've kind of concluded part of a project. Because I have a tendency, like we've said, to start projects and then not finish them. So anyway, I didn't forget. I was talking about being old. We then went to, after, you know, the afternoon of just kind of watching TV and working on my duck project, we had tickets to Michael Jackson. So we went, and I was, you know, it was good. It was interesting to hear a little bit about his life, although I think a lot of his life was left out or not really delved into very deeply. It was really a concert with just a little bit of life stuff strewn in there, right? So you saw a little bit of the Jackson 5. You saw, you know, his progression through his career. And it was about getting ready for a particular concert. So most of it was like a concert. And the songs were great. I will say that the singing was not as good as I had expected it to be for a tour that really is all about music, right? And the singing was good, but I just would have expected it to be a little bit better than it was. But we enjoyed it. Overall, it was an enjoyable. Oh my God, there was a... I don't know if I have time. So there was a woman. So what I was going to say is, I told Mark on the way home, I'm too old to go to an 8 o'clock Broadway show because it doesn't end until 10:30. You're not home until 11 o'clock. I like to be, I don't go to bed till around 11:30, but I like to be home and relaxing by 9, 10 o'clock at the latest. So I was like, man, we are too old for this. At 46. And I've been working out with Mark this week. And well, I've been, but the past, like we started a new workout routine that's just a week, but I'm assuming we're going to continue. I think he's trying to hint that I need to work out. Oh my God. So anyway, oh, and my muscles feel like they haven't been used in so long. Ah, it's just, it is a pain in the butt getting old. Anyway, so yeah, so worked on the ducks. There was a lady, an interesting lady at Michael Jackson. So I'll have to tell you guys about that on tomorrow's show. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.